did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom, not the cause. So when you hear how great the economy is doing right now, let's just remember when this recovery started. I mean, I'm glad it's continued, but when you hear about this economic miracle that's been going on, when the job numbers come out, monthly job numbers, and suddenly Republicans are saying it's a miracle, I have to kind of remind them, actually, those job numbers are the same as they were in 2015, in 2016, and...
He said, what do you think of President Obama's speech? And I said, I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep. I found he's very good. Very good for sleeping.
Barack Hussein Obama, the first president in U.S. history to not attain 3% GDP growth, even though he had 8 years to do it. A president who spent so much, he slowed any growth he was generating. The national debt grew from $11.5 trillion to $20 trillion under Obama, as did the misery index by 53%. Food stamp recipients rose by a staggering 42%. Ironically, gun manufacturing boomed under the UN gun-grabbing rhetoric of Barack Obama by 192%.
People have been beaten down so long, and they feel so betrayed by government.
So it's not surprising then that they get bitter and they cling to guns or religion or antipathy toward people who aren't like them, a way to explain their frustrations.
But we are all supposed to believe that the current roaring economy is due to Obama's economic recovery strategy, not President Trump's corporate tax cuts or the reopening of factories humming the tune Made in America again.
Made in the USA, made in America, it's back.
Let's take a look at Obama's recovery. Forbes magazine wrote in 2013, "What is clear is that Obamanomics has produced the worst recovery from a recession since the Great Depression. Worse than what every other president who has faced a recession has achieved since the Great Depression."
Some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back.
And as job numbers rose out of the Bush recession with Obama and Trump seemingly neck and neck, the industries the two presidents have affected are very different. Quartz's comparison indicates while Trump is dominated in mining, metals, machinery, computers, and oil and gas extraction, Obama's jobs were in storage, travel, and two cyclical dying industries, department stores and Hollywood.
I'm going to say one thing. Trump.
Not to mention that during the last election cycle, Obama said that none of Trump's predictions were possible. If Obama is truly responsible for 2018's economic growth, wouldn't he have predicted that growth when he had had the chance?
When somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, "Well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal." Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
The Democrats are thankfully chaining themselves to a flaming pile of bullshit that most Americans can smell a mile away.
They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner.
Tyranny with a capital T.
You should reject these voices.
John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Well, now they're not just telling you to reject those voices. They are banning them from the internet. is Monday, September 10th, 2018. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. It just gets crazier and crazier every day, and it's almost the biggest challenge for me now. It's just being able to focus and come on air here and give you the news, the breaking news, the latest twists. And right now, our biggest, most important role, which is like, again, I mean, I have to sit here and war game out where we attack the enemy, what we report, where our priorities are. Because, I mean, there is a litany of things to be considered right now. You've got, obviously, the deep state coup against this nation, against President Trump. You've got the censorship of social media against conservatives, with Alex Jones being the test case to see if they can just erase someone from the internet and if America will do anything about it. So they're kind of prodding America right now, if you will, hitting them with a little electric prod, seeing if they'll, branding them, seeing if they'll jump or react. And so far, pretty much nothing, censor Alex Jones, erase Alex Jones. Yeah. His millions of fans are upset and people are taking to Twitter about it. But overall, what's the real consequence? So far for social media censorship, they're winning. In fact, again, if this is a test case to see America's still alive, America's dead. Free speech is dead. So you've got all that going on. The most recent attacks against us, it's just unbelievable. I've got like 7 events coming up in the next 8 weekends that I need to make sure that I'm plugging and making sure people are attending so we can still engage in the 3D activities of meeting up and sharing ideas and voicing our opinions, since they won't let us do it on the internet. I've got the fact that we need support and funding now more than ever. The attacks continue, the lawsuits continue, the censorship continues, and we need to hire more crew. That's the thing. It's like we're trying to expand in this contraction, and it's like half the time we're running around with our heads cut off and we can't even find the right thing to work on first. And so it's just crazy. So we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. But it's like with all of that, our real role in the media, our real role, our real important job is to cover things like what's going on in Syria right now so that the mainstream narrative and the globalist narrative, Illuminati narrative, whatever you want to call it, doesn't win out. And what is that? Assad is going to chemically attack his own people in Syria, and so he has to be bombed. And we have to topple Assad's regime and Syria's regime. In fact, I was told, and I was trying to follow up with this because I didn't even believe it. I was talking to a Syrian girl over the weekend, and she told me that Assad's YouTube channel had been banned. And when Alex Jones was first banned from the internet, she went on her channel, Partisan Girl on Twitter, Syrian Girl on YouTube, which she's somehow still allowed to exist, probably not for long. And she did a video in response to the Alex Jones censorship saying, look, I think that they're censoring Alex Jones because they're about to launch a false flag attack in Syria and then call for more intervention, which is one angle. And she was right about that. But that's just one angle. They're censoring Alex Jones to test to see if America's still alive. So far, they've prodded it and there's no pulse. And they're doing a test case to see if, they can erase someone off the internet, unhuman someone, see how it goes. And again, yeah, Alex Jones fans are upset. Sure, there's a few million people that may be upset about this. Alex Jones goes to Congress, but it's bare. If there's a dead, if there's a dead possum sitting on your driveway and you're trying to figure out if it's dead or if it's faking dead, or if you poke it and you'll wake it up and you poke it and it just kind of, just a little bit of, but it's still dead. Oh, you don't care. It's a dead possum. Shovel it into the garbage. That's basically where they're at right now with America. And whether you think this is a group of Satanists, whether you think this is some secret society, the Illuminati, whether you think it's a shadow government, whether you think it's the Chinese, or whether you just attribute all of it to Satan and the devil, it's all happening right now. All of it. And so you try to cover all of it and you try to get as much truth out there as you can. Oh, but then they just censor you everywhere and anywhere you exist. Where right now, the War Room is only allowed to exist live stream on Facebook. Can't live stream on Twitter, can't live stream on YouTube, shut down there. Infowars.com/show, always where we can go. But who knows, they'll probably take that down next. That is, if they don't just kill Alex Jones. Which, believe me, they'd love to do that. They're trying to get that set up right now, having people dox our studios, and then have their radical leftists go on Twitter and go in their news outlets and publish stories about how Alex needs to die. And they were thinking about killing Alex. And then, oh, the next thing they're going to say is, they'll write some puff piece like, look at Alex Jones Studios in Austin, Texas. Oh, very modest, humble studios. Oh, like, oh yeah, you're just reporting on where the office is. Yeah, yeah. No, you're telling people, here's your target. Last week you told people who the target was to kill. Now you're giving them the actual physical place on the map saying attack here. So that's what they'll do next to Alex Jones. But so we've got all that we're dealing with. But again, our real role here, InfoWars' most important role, is to shatter the mainstream narrative when they try to roll it out and not have anybody question it. And what are they about to do, folks? They're going to launch a false flag chemical attack in Syria. In fact, I had the story. I can't even... It's like... That's what I'm saying. It's like people don't even... I'm never one to come on air and air the dirty laundry of what goes on behind the scenes, and I'm not going to do it, but it's like... I don't even have the story in front of me, and I should, but I can't have it. It was, guys, see if you can find it. It was like, and I'm not mad at the crew. This has nothing to do with you guys. This is just other crap that I'm dealing with. It was, I think it was former DNC or somebody basically is calling out saying they're about to launch a false flag in Russia, or excuse me, they're about to launch a false flag in Syria. And it was Republican, actually. It was a Republican. I know where it is. Oh, I'm literally just going to pull this up right now. No. I'm just going to pull it up right now on my phone, guys. I'm not mad at anyone. It's just, here we go. It's from the Independent. U.S. Senator claims Britain's MI6 is planning fake chemical weapons attack on Syria. This is yesterday from Laura Vozella on the Independent. U.S. Senator claims MI6 is planning a fake chemical weapons attack in Syria. Yeah, there it is. Thanks, guys. I'm just an individual who is deeply concerned about achieving peace and stopping the slaughter in the Middle East, said the politician. And that politician is reading this story. It's great work when they don't even tell you the name of the guy. Anyway, I'm just trying to do this on my phone. Virginia State Senator Richard Black. So people in the government know what's going on. There's a few people on television that know what's going on too. We'll get to those clips on the other side. But it's like, what do I cover? Do I cover that they're about to slaughter thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of innocent people in the Middle East? Do I cover the blatant illegal censorship happening on the internet right now for political purposes, trying to meddle in elections before the midterms? You know, do I cover the calls for violence against Alex Jones? Against Trump, against conservatives. I mean, it's just insane. And I'll say this, and I've said this before, and I guess chalk this up to perhaps impatience. We'll find out. But you know, President Trump said, "I will not let you down," and he said that the unheard voices will no longer go unheard. Well, President Trump, you've done a lot for this country, and you're fighting harder than anyone else has fought for this country. At the highest levels, and you're totally surrounded. You're surrounded, and you're basically just one man trying to save America right now. So I get it, but if there is ever a time where the people's voices is not being heard, if there's ever a time for you not to let us down, it's right now. And if you are truly solo in that White House, then just act unilaterally and just start arresting people, bring the antitrust laws out, do something, because your amplification structure, President Trump, is being slaughtered right now.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I just want to explain something here, and this is not me trying to air the dirty laundry of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. It's so that you understand why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so important. So let me just give you an example. It's like sometimes I feel like I'm on the basketball court. Just compare this, you know, imagine you're playing basketball, and I'm only playing with one shoe, and the ball is flat, and I can't get an air pump to pump the ball up, and I just am forced to play that way. So the InfoWars Army, I am trying to set it up so that I can easily reach everybody via an email, or I can easily organize everybody. And this, it's basically me. It's basically me organizing it. Alex Jones said, here's, you can have $10,000. That'll be your prize. Not that people do this for money, but that's just kind of a way to build energy and build momentum for this thing. But I don't have the database. I don't have the ability to email everybody. So I'm stuck again, just trying to do this, all of this organically, going through thousands and thousands of emails. And so what's the problem? Well, we've got the tech crew to do it. The problem is the tech crew has a buffet of projects that they're working on. And so there's new projects that pop up every day. So I always try to explain this to the audience. The one individual worker at InfoWars puts out about 3 to 4 times what an average individual worker puts out at any other news outlet. It's not even close. So like one individual here will have 4 projects that they have to do and do correctly and do in time. Whereas at anywhere else where they have millions and millions and millions of dollars and all this money to throw at 500 crew people for one show, one crew member can just focus on one thing. Half the time, they don't even have anything to do. But that's what they can do, is they have to focus on one thing. Here, you have to be able to focus on 4 things and get it all done in a timely manner. So I'm just explaining to folks, this is what happens. And now that they're censoring us and we have to find a way to work around the censorship and build our own apps and build our own platforms, it's even harder to work on side projects, work on other things that would help expand us and get our reach out there, because we're just putting out all the fires around here with the limited crew we have. So understand that your support at InfoWarsStore.com is imperative if you want to see InfoWars continue. And a lot of people are going around saying, oh, InfoWars is dead, InfoWars is gone. Well, they can erase InfoWars off of every social media platform. InfoWars will still be alive. InfoWars will go on forever. InfoWars dies when our support dies. That's when InfoWars dies. InfoWars dies when we no longer get funded by our audience. That's our checks and balances. We're totally funded by our audience. So we deliver and the audience delivers. See, it's a 360 win. So InfoWars can be erased from the internet, but as long as our audience supports us at InfoWarsStore.com, we will never be defeated. See, that's the purpose. InfoWars only exists as much as you allow us to. That's the formula for our success at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm going to have some updates on the InfoWars Army with Jake Lloyd joining me in studio in the next segment, but just know that, I mean, Alex doesn't buy jumbo jets, folks. He doesn't buy, houses in 5 different states and jet set around the world and all that. He doesn't even take vacations. And when he does, he goes live on air every day anyway. So, you know, your support here goes towards building InfoWars. Alex Jones gets money, and he doesn't put it in his bank account. He builds brand new studios. He hires new crew. He plans trips and projects. So that's what we do. He says, oh, Owen, you've got a project here? InfoWars Army, citizen activism, First Amendment, I love it. Here's 10 grand. Use it as a prize. Get it going. That's how we operate. So InfoWarsStore.com, folks, they can erase us off the internet, but as long as you support us there, InfoWars will never die. And right now, you've got big specials going on, 50% off Ultimate Bone Broth right now, and the Labor Day sales have been extended, so it's actually 50% off a lot of different products at InfoWarsStore.com. Or did we end those? I think we did finally end those, so my apologies. The extended specials were actually, we have new specials now, but 50% off Ultimate Bone Broth, and with coupon code WARROOM, brand new InfoWars tumblers. 4 different logos, 2 different sizes. Coupon code WARROOM gets you $5 off. $5 off your brand new InfoWars tumbler. Check it out. High quality, very cool graphics, 4 different logo designs, 2 different sizes. Keep your drinks warm, keep your drinks cold. They're basically indestructible. And it's got 4 different logo designs to choose from. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Tumblr. And with coupon code WARROOM, you get an additional $5 off. Now, don't forget, coming up in just 2 weeks, Saturday, September 22nd, in Austin, Texas, at Woolridge Square Park, at 1 p.m., is the Free Alex Jones Rally. I will be there. Other people will be there. I hope to see you there to shake your hand and salute you and everything that you've done to support us in the InfoWar and the fight to save America. It's the Free Alex Jones Rally, Saturday, September 22nd, Woolridge Square Park in Austin, Texas, at 1 p.m. I will see you there. All right. Let's now go to, it seems to me like there's only going to be 2 shows on Fox News, maybe 3. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with Lou Dobbs. Maybe Kennedy. They seem to call things as they are, at least as much as they're allowed to. Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and then guests on those shows. Everyone else, my guess is, will go along with this war in Syria and say Assad's the bad guy. He's gassing people. Let's listen to Ann Coulter on Fox News. I'll be shocked if this type of rhetoric lasts very long on Fox News, especially if they want another war in Syria. Listen to Ann Coulter on Fox News.
Did he have to get a special bill when we bombed Syria? By mistake, it turned out. No, obviously, there are discretionary funds there, and they don't need to be spent just to send off bombs to make Boeing even richer than they already are for no purpose at all.
Yeah, if you want to make some money in the stock market, I'd say Raytheon and Lockheed Martin are a pretty solid bet in the next month. So again, there's Ann Coulter saying, we've already bombed Syria, and not rightfully so. Are we going to do it again? And this to me is a larger issue that I wish more people would understand when it comes to what we use our military for. Again, here's Ann Coulter on with Tucker Carlson.
That is most of what the military did for the first 100 years. We weren't going around remaking the rest of the world. It was the military building forts on our border. Defending American borders is the number one job of the commander-in-chief. And again, the Constitution makes him commander-in-chief.
Wait. That's not true. I mean, the number one job of the military is to increase the GDP of third world countries and bring democracy to cultures that hate it, isn't it?
Yes, and to create a training ground for ISIS. And you let me just slip through that little bombing Syria thing. It's probably been mentioned on your show. It's been mentioned in very few other places. On my Twitter feed, it has been mentioned. About 6 months after we bombed Syria, because they were allegedly using nerve gas, the UN was over there doing tests. They're taking all the corpses. They're chopping them up. They're looking for, you know, what killed these people. Turns out no nerve gas was used.
Yeah. Well, some of us pointed that out like the day after it happened. It was transparently false. Right. It was fake.
So there's Tucker Carlson and Ann Coulter again. And it's not just that they didn't have proof of the nerve gas attack, folks. How many videos? There are dozens of videos now. They shoot the videos, and then they do this whole play-acting thing, and then they act like they're dead. The doctors do it. The kids do it. They've done it. They've been caught doing it with the white helmets, who just got more government funding, too. I mean, this is sick stuff, folks. I mean, you want to talk about atrocities and war crimes? They're getting ready for a big one in Syria again.
Infowars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
We're joined by Jake Lloyd here in studio. We're literally trying to figure out whether he's completely banned off Twitter or not right now. And so Jake Lloyd is heading up the University Wars Division of InfoWars Army, and we're trying to figure out ideas on how we can go to college campuses and put out ideas of liberty and truth and get other college students active and engaged. But, well, you're currently... I'm not sure what your current Twitter status is on your account at Jacob C. Lloyd, but you started the University Wars Twitter account, and before you even posted anything, that got banned.
Yeah, so I created the University Wars Twitter account with a completely independent email, which is universitywars@infowars.com. That's the only way that you can get in contact with me now for this project.
And I have to tell you, this is part of the biggest pain in the ass because we got to go through thousands and thousands of emails. So right now, it's the same thing with me. The only way for you to get in touch with me, we have the enlistment form and it's all at infowarsarmy.com and that database is building. But that's just kind of sitting out there right now. And the only thing that we can do before we get access to that, which is it's going to happen. It's just kind of on the back burner right now, is universitywars@infowars.com and infowarsarmy@infowars.com. But you started the University Wars Twitter account, totally independent,
yep.
Independent phone, independent email, everything. And before you even tweeted anything out, you got banned.
Yeah. So I created it on like sometime last week. And then over the weekend, like Friday and Saturday, I tried to log in because I was going to start tweeting, start getting the other accounts. Of course, we got banned. Alex's account got banned, too.
Right. You know, millions of followers. So the best way to amplify.
Exactly. Just draw attention to it. So I was going to try to start getting the ball rolling there, getting followers, getting engagement and stuff. And I try to log in. And then it says your account needs to be verified with a phone number. So I put in the phone number that's associated with the account. I'm waiting for it. And then it's like, oh, that phone number doesn't work. I'm like, okay, that's weird. So I try to log out of that one, and then I go to the Twitter account that you saw there just a minute ago,
which is
my own personal Twitter account, and not associated with Infowars. I mean, it's like says that I work here, but it's not an Infowars account. And I try to log into that one, and it says the same thing about the phone number, doesn't work. Phone number is invalid. And then I check another account that I have just specifically for like following different like political accounts, which is just like a news feed for me. And I don't even tweet there. And I check that one too. And the same thing happens. So I send an email to Twitter support. I ask him what the deal is. I say it's not letting me verify my phone number, whatever. And because it said that I needed to verify it because there was unusual activity. I was displaying unusual activity, which is what they say whenever they try to call you a bot.
Right.
And then
right.
So I send in that appeal, and then I get a response like a day or two later, and it says, your account has been locked for abusive and or harmful behavior.
But you didn't, nothing tweeted out, nothing went out from that account.
Nothing, no. So my personal account, I make very sure not to violate any rules because I know that they're happy to ban me. The other two accounts don't even tweet anything. University Wars hadn't even logged in. I'd logged in to put the...
you basically made the account.
I made the account.
They said, nope.
Put on the avatar, and it was like, nope, you're locked out.
What was your avatar?
It was just it was the little University Wars logo. It's like a little school, like a school dome thing, and then a rank.
So this is interesting to me because I had the same thing happen to me this morning with InfoWars Army's account, at InfoWars Army on Twitter, and mm-hmm. I had to go through the same thing, and I put in the phone number. I did it three times. Mm-hmm. First two times it didn't work. And I realized, I was like, you know, I've had this before where for some reason it just doesn't take it the first time. I think mm-hmm. that may be some sort of tactic they have to try to stop people
from actually doing it.
Right. So I did it three times and I was able to get the InfoWars Army account back activated and do a live stream from there. But I was never flagged for abusive behavior. I think I put out four tweets from @InfoWarsArmy. I never got flagged for anything. It was just, oh, we think you're a bot.
Right.
Prove you're not a bot.
And the other weird thing.
That's crazy, though, that they say that abusive behavior when you hadn't even tweeted.
Hadn't even tweeted anything. The other weird thing is in the email, they told me you will remain your account features will remain limited for the allotted amount of time or the stated amount of time.
Mm.
They didn't tell me how long I'd be locked out. They just said it's been locked, verified, and you can get it unlocked. I appeal it. They say it'll remain locked for however long we decide to have you locked. And the other thing is on Facebook, and this was what it's like so weird. It sounds bizarre that these companies would be doing the same thing at the same time, but I also made an.
Wouldn't that be like collusion?
It would be like
antitrust,
collusion, monopoly,
something like that.
Law violation. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I created a Facebook account for University Wars to interact there, and I tried to log into it for the first time to set up like to put the profile picture on there.
Just so we can exist.
Just so that I can even exist.
Can I have anything to point people to?
And I try to log into it. It's like, your account is suspected of unusual behavior. Please send us a photograph of your face so that we can verify that it's you. It's like, how are you going to verify that it's me? First of all, you don't even know what I look like.
Well,
allegedly.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, come on.
So, because this was also with a new email, completely unconnected to my personal, I haven't been on Facebook in years, but my old personal Facebook. So it's not even like it was semi-connected. This was totally new, totally independent. And they said, we need to verify that this is you. Please send in a picture of your face. And at first I tried to send in a picture of the logo. And they're like, no, that's not a face. And I was like, that's kind of creepy. But
well,
then
yeah,
I just
got
sent
the little facial recognition bots.
And so then I just sent in a picture. I Googled like actor headshot. And I sent in some random like stock photo.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, your account's locked.
So they knew that was
me. So they knew that wasn't me, I guess. Or they're just, you know, whatever. So so we're locked out of everything. Oh. And the only way you can get in contact with me, if you're interested in this project, is universitywars@infowars.com.
Well, here's the deal.
They've locked me out everywhere.
Here's the deal. And this is going to be the continued case. So we're just going to have to be steadfast. But most of the onus is going to fall upon the audience anyway that wants to be engaged. Now, the goal with University Wars is a little different than InfoWars because it's more engaging for the university student. We're talking about stuff like, you know, filming undercover, you know, whether it's a professor being, you know, anti-American, pro-communist, or it's some crazy, you know, group or event that's happening on campus, or you've got some crazed professor like the one at Mizzou that said, oh, you're not allowed in our, you know, on our zone. You're not allowed here.
Let me get some muscle over here.
Yeah, let me get some muscle over here. So that's the kind of stuff that we're looking for University Wars people to engage in. And it's more inclined to students. And so Jake Lloyd is heading that up. But, you know, it's weird to me that you would be experiencing that because it seems to me that that would be a targeted thing for them to be worried about. But because I'm not sure how then InfoWars Army is able to.
I don't know. I wonder if it's, you know, because I'm more active on Twitter than you. You're on your Twitter hiatus protesting Twitter censorship. So maybe because I'm more.
No, Twitter says they don't censor, active, so I'm crazy.
True. Yeah, you're just insane. Yeah, I don't know. A conspiracy
What's
theorist.
My problem?
So maybe because I'm more active or something, they just, I don't know if they could find that these accounts were coming from the same IP address. And so they're like, okay, these are all banned. Because the only connection was that I used them all on my phone. I wouldn't say that I used them because I hadn't even used the university
you
word,
set them up.
But it was
so that's
up.
Interesting. But still, though, your personal account, was your personal Twitter account ever banned?
No, I'd never had it banned. There had been times in the past where it was like, can you verify this to make sure that this account is all good?
And
I'd done that no problem with the same phone number. And then I try it this time and it said, oh, that phone number is associated with a different account. I try it again. And then it tells me that it's an invalid phone number, or not an accepted format or something like that. And it would just not accept
it. Oh, you texted in from your landline?
Huh? Yeah. I was texting it from my old ring phone.
Your dial. Yeah. Okay.
That's I was trying to enter in the code.
No. You have to have a smartphone.
Then the third time that I tried it, they're like, you've exceeded the number of times that you can enter this. So it's like, what?
This is weird. All right. So stick around. Let's actually talk about ideas on the other side since we're not allowed to do that on social media. But this morning, because I'm doing my briefings every Monday morning and I'm sitting there. And the War Room show is no longer allowed to broadcast live, which is what I planned on doing the briefings. I think I'm just going to do them at InfoWars Army now on Twitter. But I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, I'm banned from the War Room show. They're already probably trying to ban InfoWars Army. So should I go live there risking getting that shut down? Should I go live on my main Twitter account that's still allowed to exist and risk getting that shut down? So I'm here this morning just weighing where should I go and what should I do? Because, you know, something's going to get me shut down. So I just went live on the InfoWars Army and did the first briefing. So I think that's what I'll do for the future. It's still allowed to exist for now. For now. For now. For now. For now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer, Jake Lloyd in studio, and we're talking about the InfoWars Army, the next plans. So I am heading up the InfoWars Army. Jake Lloyd is heading up the University Wars division of that. He's got some good ideas that we're going to discuss now. But first, I'm going to tell you some of my ideas for a call to action. Now, first of all, before I do that, actually, I want to, I guess, apologize because I have not been able to do what I've needed to do, what I said I would be able to do by Monday, which is have access to this database to organize and start putting things together in rankings and everything and give everybody their ranking. And I was also unable to send out a mass email. And again, this is not, folks, this is just what we deal with here. Our tech department is drowning in projects. And so the InfoWars Army project has just kind of been put on the backslide. And so I've not been able to do what I was hoping to be able to do. But nonetheless, it's still you out there that is really the InfoWars Army. I mean, all I'm going to do is just give you a rank and send you an email. I mean, you know, there's this weird phenomenon, actually, Jake, that I've noticed with this. And I'm not trying to digress here, but it's like when I launched the InfoWars Army, there was like all this excitement. And everybody was like, yes, okay, I'm going to do this and sending me pictures and going around in their shirts. And now that it's been like 2 weeks since I announced it, everyone's kind of like staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when is Schroyer going to make the big thing? And it's like, no, this is you. Like, you got to go out and do the big things. I mean, I got plenty of things planned. I think I'm traveling like 7 of the next 8 weekends at events and stuff like that. So don't be looking, you know, at me like, when did Owen going to have the big InfoWars Army event? No, you are the InfoWars Army. You are the big event. You are the ones that penetrate the matrix. You are the ones that are going to make this a story. And that's the goal, ultimately, is to make this a story. So it's just, you know, again, I understand that, you know, getting the email and having me talk to you and sharing ideas and stuff is obviously going to move things to the next level. But in the meantime, don't wait for me. Get out there, think of your own ideas, and start going out into the 3D world. Because look, they're trying to stop InfoWars from being able to market itself and publicize ourselves on the social media platform. So we have to do it in the 3D world. That's where you come into play. And I have $10,000 first prize to the biggest stunt, red pill, awakening, mainstream media story, whatever it is, $10,000 first prize, 56 days left till the midterm. So the biggest InfoWars Army event, red pill moment, stunt, whatever you want to call it, before the midterms is going to get $10,000. If you do it with five of your buddies, you split it five ways. Now, again, we always have to say the disclaimer because we're already being threatened. We're totally peaceful, nonviolent, legal, lawful First Amendment activists. That's it. If we hear of anyone planning anything violent or illegal, we will turn you in. And we're already under threat with people saying they're going to do that. So we're trying to cover our grounds there as well. But here's some of my ideas for the InfoWars Army. Then Jake's going to let you know some of his ideas for University Wars and how you can help him with that. My first call to action is really like kind of four things all in one. I want to see people going and invading the sports matrix. And people are saying, oh, Owen, you're just going to anger people. They don't want their politics at the sports. You know what? You're right. And I agree with that. And we don't have to flood them with it. But look, they're the ones already destroying sports with their politics. So if we're not going to fight back, then we're going to lose. I'm not asking you to do anything that's going to turn people off of our message or sports. It's simple. You just unfurl an InfoWars banner, a big one for everyone, 50,000 people in the stadium to see. And let's say that there's 20 big sporting events in the next 30 days, and at each one of them, there's a massive free Alex Jones banner. That becomes a story. People start to wonder, who is this Alex Jones? Why is Alex Jones at all these events? So getting the free Alex Jones message into the mainstream media matrix, whether that be doing it at a sporting event, getting behind the camera at some event in your town, some news breaking current event, whatever it is, free Alex Jones is the message that I want to penetrate into the mainstream matrix. So people start asking, who's this Alex Jones? Free Alex Jones. I keep seeing this everywhere. Who's this Alex Jones? And then they either see the lies about him, which is what they'll do on Google now, you know. So it's almost, these people have like, oh, they have such a monopoly over the mind of man. It's amazing. But the goal is to defeat them. And then the other thing I was thinking is we need to make fake Democrat like slogan things or fake Democrat campaign posters. One that says, screw America, vote Democrat. You post those all over your city. It just says, screw America, vote Democrat. Another one is, I was thinking, you just print out the Chinese flag and you poster it everywhere and it just says official flag of the Democrat Party. And you just post that all over, you know, your town or something. Those are little ways you can do that. And then imagine if everyone changed their Facebook picture and their Twitter picture to Alex Jones. Mm. And all of a sudden, everybody's Twitter feed had the same Alex Jones picture with the tape over his mouth, kind of like the Tommy Robinson thing. So there's ideas that I can see us going with right now. And I promise once I get this database figured out so that I can go on there and give everyone their ranking and get in touch with you, I will do that. But those were my ideas right now for the first wave of a call to action for InfoWars Army. Jake, what are you thinking for University Wars?
Well, I definitely think that the sport idea is a good thing. University-level sports, football games, baseball games, I think that's good if you guys want to do that. I have a specific thing. Owen brought up this idea of going around to different colleges and like a little tour. I was thinking of going to some different ones because part of what we want, we obviously want InfoWars footage coming from there, but we want a little like network, little chapters and cells throughout the universities in the country that are getting footage of their professors, getting footage of crazy leftists on campus. Whatever the situation is, we want you to get your footage or you to create your own events, your own different stuff so that we can then air it here and we can show everybody what's going on at your university. And I think the proper way, the best way to kickstart that is for you to come up with an idea, whatever it is. If you want to do like a debate booth where people come up or a flash mob, whatever the situation is, if you want to do something like that or a banner campaign or a flyer campaign.
Or like, what if you just go into like the speaker circle? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't even have to say anything. Just rebroadcast Alex Jones in the speaker circle for 3 hours.
Exactly. And so what, to kick this off.
See, now you're like a sergeant.
Exactly. And then you move up and then you like, and that is the whole point of this. Like Owen was talking about it before. It's not just like what, you know, InfoWars tells you what to do and then you do it. You do your own thing. You create stuff. You let us know. We review it and then we promote you accordingly or whatever. So if you have an idea, if you're a university student, and I'm going to do Texas first, but throughout the whole country, I want to hear your ideas at universitywars@infowars.com. But if you have an idea for something to kick this off, you get it together because it's very hard for us to plan these things and get permissions. It's much easier for students. So if you can plan something, you come up with an idea, whatever the idea is, and then you email it to me here at universitywars@infowars.com. If it's in Texas, we're like going to try to go to Texas State, UT, SMU, University of Houston, all over the place, all over the place. So that's where we're going to go first to try and kick it off. And we're also going to try and hook up with you if you do a good job. We're going to try to hook up with people in these campuses that are willing to work and collaborate with us in some way. We already have somebody at UT who's great. His name's Ethan Berman. He's going to be working with us in that capacity. And we'd love to have people everywhere, all throughout the country. So if you have that idea, hopefully after we go through the little Texas tour of just kicking this off and getting some attention on it and getting the first few people, hopefully we can go throughout the rest of the country and do the same thing. But email me with your ideas at InfoWars. I keep getting the email wrong. UniversityWars@InfoWars.com. And we'll try to make something happen, try to get out there and get InfoWars live coverage of the event, go out there, maybe debate some people, all different kinds of stuff. I think it'll be really fun, but it'll also be really productive and it's a good way to get involved. So that's kind of my first idea.
Yeah. And to me, there's two different angles to this because for the InfoWars Army, I feel like it's more designed, at least to for me, it's more designed for people that have been longtime fans of Alex and just want to show their support for Alex mm-hmm. and want to help Alex beat back this censorship. You know, that's where I'm coming from, at least as a fan of Alex Jones and then Alex Jones giving me a chance with this platform. So that's kind of my whole thing is to just pay it forward and be like, okay, if they're going to try to censor Alex Jones, I'm going to fight back against that. And I think that's kind of what's drawing more people to the InfoWars Army is just people who have been listening to Alex, listening to InfoWars and are sick of the censorship of him and so just want to fight back against it. But for University Wars, you know, I have this story in front of me today. Republican is the new punk. This is from the Weekly Standard. Meet Sabo, America's preeminent right-wing guerrilla street artist. And I was talking to Sabo today, by the way, Alex, he says hi and he really loves you. He loves you, Alex. And so he wants to help me with the InfoWars Army. And he's already kind of been doing something like this, but kind of more discreet underground mm-hmm. where I'm more like above ground in your face. Like, yeah, I'm coming with a message. Sabo is kind of like underground. Like he's got some people and they just do these brilliant street art activism things. But the reason with University Wars, Republican is the new punk. It's like what Paul Joseph Watson said. Conservatism is the new punk rock. So that's kind of like a University Wars thing where it's like, you know, go against the establishment, you know?
Right, and these people are actually having to deal with this stuff every day. When I talked to Ethan Berman here on the War Room, he was telling me that he's a film student, and he got into his first film class in university, and they had to read Max Horkheimer, who is like a
all
critical
right, University
theorist.
Wars at InfoWars.com. That's where you can sign up for University Wars and InfoWars Army at InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
And, like, this is your average Democrat event. It's just a bunch of hateful people that are unfulfilled in their own lives. And it's like a misery loves company complex. But every time they get together, it just gets stranger and stranger. It's like when they ask the Joker. It's like the guy says, what do you stand for? And he says, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stranger. Like, these people just keep getting stranger and stranger and stranger. It's like they refuse to die. Like, the Democrat Party is politically dead, but they don't die, so they just keep getting stranger. And so the people that aren't the freaks of nature, that aren't misery loves company, that can still think independently, that don't want to be in a cult, don't want to be in the group think tank, have left the Democrat Party. And Brandon Strock has been instrumental, not in getting people to leave the party or making people think a certain way, but in organizing them. And then in an illustration, at least I think the most valuable part is an illustration that the Democrats are not as popular as they think. And the whole blue wave thing has no real legitimate evidence to back it up. And what Brandon Strock is doing now, hosting the hashtag walkaway march, which is coming up the weekend of October 26th. Now we can actually see the numbers of all the people that left the Democrat Party, and you watch. They're going to act like it didn't happen. And they'll probably try to shut it down in some way, shape, or form. But Brandon Strock joins me now. You can follow him on Twitter, at U.S. Minority. He is the starter of hashtag walkaway. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us. Where is the march at right now? What does everybody need to know? How can they get involved, and where do they need to be in order to take part in this event-filled weekend that you have planned coming up?
Hey, Owen. I love it. We're just going to get right into it. That's cool. All right. The march.
Well, we can dance for votes if you want. I mean, we can do like a dance for votes here. Hey.
I love that segment. That was actually incredible. That was a great way to bring me in here. I appreciate that. So the Walkaway March on Washington is the weekend of October 26th through the 28th. And the reason why it's a weekend long is because we want it to be like a really, really special, monumental, historical weekend. What we're doing is having a gala dinner Friday night. That's October 26th. That's going to be at Trump International Hotel. And then on the main event is going to be Saturday, October 27th. The morning, we're going to have a march, which culminates into a rally. We'll be marching from the DNC to our nation's capital. We'll have a stunning backdrop in which we'll have speakers get up, and we're going to have really, really incredible speakers. We're kind of lining that all up right now. We really hope to see tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people there at the march and the rally. And then on Sunday, we're going to close all out with a closing brunch and give people the day to travel back home and be with their families. But like you said, you know, I think it's just so important that people really come out and support what we're doing here, because the walkaway campaign, which I began on May 26th of this year, exploded. Absolutely exploded so quickly. And, you know, right now on Facebook, we have, hundreds of thousands. But
Hold on, Brandon. The Democrats are sounding the alarms behind you. The Democrats are panicking. So they hit the alarms because they're panicking. They don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's Harlem for you. Sorry.
No, it's good.
So right now on all social media platforms, we have about 370 people who are members of the Walkaway campaign. But what happened is
370,000. Your internal numbers are telling you 370,000, correct?
That's correct. So there's a conservative publication called the Red Pill Pundit, which actually did the analytics for us. They've been huge supporters of the Walkaway campaign since the beginning, and they ran a story stating that after analyzing all of the different social media platforms, because as you're probably aware, a lot of people on Twitter don't like to use Facebook and vice versa. And, you know, people are only on YouTube and this and that. So and Instagram. So once they ran the analytics on all that, and what they found was that there are over 370,000 people who have released testimonials and participated in the Walkaway campaign, putting out their own testimonials, talking about why they have walked away from the Democratic Party or they're done. And but the left-wing media, you know, tried to sort of invalidate the campaign and delegitimize it by saying, first, the ridiculous stories about, you know, us being Russian bots, Russian propaganda, paid actors, fake testimonials. That was the latest one, that it was stolen pictures from Shutterstock with fake testimonials attached to them. And I started getting really fed up because, you know, for someone like me, it's, you know, I've always, I'm a former liberal, I'm a former Democrat, and just by nature, I'm an outspoken person. I'm not shy. I've kind of always been a rebel. I can take it. I don't care. But a lot of these people, they've really found their voice for the first time. I mean, this is they're called the silent majority for a reason. You know, these people are very moderate, and they've I think for a long time found it difficult to kind of fight back and push back against this machinery on the left that's always pounding them and calling them names and calling them racists and calling them bigots and telling them there's something wrong with them. Well, for the first time in their lives, they started to feel like they had a voice. And then what does the left-wing media do? They come right out and steal that voice away from them again and tell them, you know, oh, they're not real anyway. They're fake. They're Russian bots, whatever. It really, really pissed me off. And I thought, okay, so what are we going to do? What can I do to make these people feel like all of this wasn't for nothing? And so I decided, well, 1 week before the midterm elections, let's have a mass demonstrations. If the media wants to call them fake and say they're not real and say they're not real people, this isn't really happening, let's just get those bodies there and show the world the truth and show them it is real. It really is happening.
Well, and I think the proof of what you're saying is in the fact that, I mean, I think when you originally started this, you didn't have, you know, ideas of this much grandeur with now a march on Washington that could have hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, was that your vision when you started this? Did you think it would reach such a proportion?
No, I didn't. And I mean, what I originally envisioned was a testimonial campaign where people, really what I was hoping for was that people who are ready to walk away from the left, who are feeling like I was feeling for the entire year of 2017, that they had gotten to the point where they realized something was wrong. They realized they could no longer be a part of what the Democratic Party was pushing and the ideology of liberalism that's become so toxic and divisive. But they are afraid. I mean, especially if you're someone like me who lives in a big liberal city, you're a gay person, you're, you know, for racial minorities, you know, particularly these minority groups, it's hard to walk away from that party or that ideology because there's an expectation that that's what you have to do. This is the way.
Well, and that's why, see, and that again, and that's why you've been so important in this. I mean, you know, it obviously doesn't hurt that you're well-spoken, you know, you're a good looking guy, but you know, it's like what you said. See, I was listening to you on the Jones Show earlier, and I'm not even kidding, Brandon. I started to tear up a little bit because what the Democrats have done is they've made people like, whatever category they want to put them in, you know, call them gay, call them black, call them this. They put you in a box and then they say, the conservatives are out to get you. You're being threatened right now. So they put you in the state of fear and they tell you to vote Democrat. Well, what's happening now? It's what you said earlier today that touched me so much with people like Candace Owens leaving the Democrat plantation and calling it out, people like Will Johnson, people like yourself. These are people who are on the Democrat plantation because of their identity, and the Democrats said, you have to be with us. And so it was just like you said, but wait a second. Well, what have the Democrats done for me lately? What am I getting out of being a Democrat? And so you just kind of say to yourself, you know, I'm going to walk away from this and maybe get some other people to join me and start a campaign. But it was a step further. You said, I couldn't imagine a better reception since I've changed sides politically. I mean, just real briefly, and then we're going to a break. I mean, just talk about the reception that you've had just from leaving the Democrat Party with the conservatives that they told you that hated you so much.
Well, it's been overwhelmingly supportive and it's been overwhelmingly positive. I get at this point thousands of messages. I mean, I've gotten tens of thousands of messages since I started the campaign from people of all different, you know, walks of life and backgrounds, ages, demographics, geographical locations, who are conservatives, who are telling me, we love you. Thank you so much for doing this. Thanks for being a great patriot. We support you. Anything that you need, we have your back. And
exactly. All right. We got to go to a break here. We got another segment on the other side, but exactly. It's like, we don't have to have the same ideas. We just love America. Can we just love America together? Is that so hard?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Folks, we cannot let the Democrats take the House and take the Senate. It just cannot be done. And we can't let them steal this election either, so we need to make sure our voices are heard. And leading the way in that regard is Brandon Strock. He started the hashtag walkaway campaign. It's now turned into a massive march on DC the weekend of October 26th. I will be there filming, recording, speaking to other people that are there. I love meeting you guys. I love going to these events. Honestly, I am the type of person that actually likes the real world more than social media. I know, go figure. I'm one of those rare types. So that's why I love events like this. So I'll be there covering it. Alex has said he's going to go too. So hopefully we can get that done. But Brandon Strock with me for one more segment. Then I got some news to cover, and I promise I'm going to take the rest of these phone calls that we have lined up here. But I also think, Brandon, I don't know if you intended on this, but I think that there's another opportunity since you've made this a weekend event, which I think is great. The dinner at Trump International in D.C. Friday night, the big march Saturday, the brunch Sunday. I mean, it's really a great whole weekend of events that you have planned. So just the hats off to you for that. But I think that there's another opportunity here that people need to take advantage of this. You know, realize, ladies and gentlemen, you're in D.C. here. You're in the swamp. You can actually go to the Congress. You can go to the floor of these Senate buildings where congressmen are coming in and out and let them know what you think. Let them know you're sick of the divide and conquer in America. Let them know you're sick of the identity politics. Let them know you're sick of the censorship on social media. So, you know, you can go there and you're going to do the walkaway march. You can go to all the events that Brandon has planned, and it's going to be a great time. But while you're there, it's also a perfect time to make your voice heard in D.C. while they're trying to ignore it. So Brandon, just talk about that and just kind of how you see the weekend going and what you want to come from it.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I think you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people can take a lot of advantage of being in D.C. in general and outside of just attending the march. But things that we have going on within the march itself, we definitely want to have voter registration available for people. And we want to have speakers available, and we want to have educational resources available to let people know, you know, how important this is right now, what this all means, why they should be voting and why they should be getting involved. You know, we often say walk away is a journey, not a destination. By that, I mean, I'm not telling people where to go or what to think. I didn't start walk away because I was trying to start a cult or start a religion or try to lead people from one group think into another form of group think. It's really up to people to do their own research and their own homework and decide how they actually feel. But what we can all agree on is that what's happening with the Democratic Party and this sort of fringe, you know, leftist mentality that they're adopting of the socialism and communism and this extremism. I mean, my God, the censorship, I don't have to tell you about it. I mean, this is crazy stuff. I was a liberal when I was growing up, and when I was in high school, we were the ones who were fighting for free speech and, you know, not banning music and lyrics and things like that. And it's like, now here I am on the other side, and it's us, the conservatives, who have to fight back against censorship. It's insane. But these are the things that we're trying to draw people's attention to, draw their awareness to, and educate people. And these are the things we want to talk about. So as the weeks go by, we're going to be assembling outstanding speakers. We want to have some great conservative personalities there. You already said that you're coming, so I don't have to beg you on air to come. But we want to make sure that we have a lot of really, really great speakers there and people that can get the word out about why this is so important, especially now, especially this year, this election. This is very, very important. We need people to show up, and we need people to participate.
Well, and the timing is perfect, too, because it's a week before like 10 days before the actual election. So it's perfect because they would love to ignore this. I mean, the American media would love to ignore the hashtag walkaway campaign. They'd love to ignore your march on D.C., but the timing is so perfect that they're going to have to cover it. So they're going to have to cover the walkaway march. It's going to be massive. And if they do ignore it, I feel like that's just going to anger these people even more. Right. Because like you said earlier today, it's like you're trying to give people a voice where whether you consider yourself a liberal or left-leaning or whatever, you've been ignored by the Democrat Party. It's like what you're saying. It's not about going to Republican or supporting Trump. It's just saying, look, I'm done with the Democrat Party. They've done nothing for me. They've lied to us. They pretend to care about us. They really don't. So you're just walking away from that. But you're also giving people a voice. And if the media ignores you guys, which I don't think they will, I don't think they're going to be able to, but if they did, which they kind of have to a certain extent to now, I just feel like that energizes the people involved with this even more.
Right. Well, and, to make clear, too, you know, I did make the statement about, you know, not telling people where to go or what to think. But there are times in life where an election comes up and it's so important that it's not really about what you're voting for, but it's about what you're voting against. And so this is a situation where we cannot be we're voting against the Democratic Party. We're voting against what the Democrats have become. And I'm doing a show now on Monday nights, and there's a woman who comes on my show regularly every Monday. Her name is Maria Albanese. And this is a message that she tries to get out constantly, which is that this is an election where some people may have to hold their nose and vote Republican, because it's just that important. Because a vote for a Democrat is a vote for impeachment. It's a vote for repealing everything that Donald Trump has accomplished for our country so far, which has been incredible. I mean, we have people getting back to work. Unemployment is at an all-time low. Minorities are doing great. These communities that the Democratic Party has been trying to tell for years now, you're in danger that, you know, Trump wants to destroy you, destroy your community. Well, guess what? These communities are doing better than ever. And so we really need to get that word out that this isn't necessarily a vote to go in there and say, yay, I love Republicans, I want to be a Republican, but it's a vote against the Democratic Party. I mean, that is actually a vote for our future. That's where we are right now.
Well, and it's the Democrat Party that sits there for the last, you know, few decades and says, look, you know, we want gay people to have America too. We want black people to have America too. We want minorities and immigrants and everyone to have America too. So it's like, okay, sure. So they come all together and that's the message. But now it's like, wait a second, hold on. You're not even protecting America anymore. So no. It's like, you can sit here and say, oh, everybody deserves America. But it's like, wait a second, you're not even pro-America. You're anti-America. You don't want borders. You want, you know, anyone coming in. You're not for America's prosperity. You're not for free speech. You're not for the First Amendment. You're not for the Second Amendment. You're not. So it's like, you're not even pro-America. So it's like, now you realize under the Democrat plantation, the America that they wanted everyone to have, all the minorities, the marginalized, there is no America for anyone under the Democrat wing.
Well, yeah, and that's what's so, I mean, first of all, let's address the fact that Democratic policies have ravaged the black community and actually destroyed the black family. I mean, we could go on and on about that, but you're absolutely right. They don't even pretend to care about black people anymore either, because now all their focus is on illegal immigration. And as we know, it's low income African Americans, it's low income Hispanics who are most directly affected by illegal immigration. But the Democrats are saying, let's open the borders. And if you don't want to open all the borders, you're a racist. It's illogical. It's so stupid. And it's people, I just keep saying it, people are sick of it. We are so sick of it. And we want something better. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah. And I think really the Democrats just bit off more than they could chew. You know, they were so used to the media having their back that they could call anyone and everyone a racist. And so they didn't even realize that eventually they were now calling their own supporters racists. And so their own supporters were like, whoa, hey, whoa, I'm no racist. So yeah, exactly. Well, Brandon Strock, his Twitter at US Minority. And where can people find your show you're doing now?
Oh, that could be on my Facebook page, The Unsilent Minority, or the YouTube channel, Brandon Strock, The Unsilent Minority, Monday nights at 10 p.m.
All right, folks, you got to support him while he's still around on YouTube. They're probably going to ban him soon. They don't want this march to happen. Brandon Strock, thank you so much.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Radio great again.
This is the War Room
with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, big news that I'm going to cover. I'm going to get to your phone calls as well, but I have not plugged this hour, and really we should be plugging every segment right now. It's that desperate. Plus, I need the funding so that I can expand some of these projects, and it's not just a one-man show like the InfoWars Army. I got Jake Lloyd running the University Wars portion and the tech department that's getting it all set up, but they're drowning with projects right now, folks, so your support at InfoWarsStore.com is imperative. Just understand that we only go as far as you fund us. Just imagine it like a fuel tank. That car is only going to go as far as it can on that fuel tank, whatever fuel's in that tank. So if we run out of fuel, we don't go any farther. Luckily, though, the audience is supporting us, but we need it now more than ever. But big specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, just go to InfoWarsStore.com for yourself and just look at all the big discounts we have. It's like 50% off some of our top selling supplements like the Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. And, you know, there's hats, there's documentaries now that are actually banned. Like, go buy 10 of the Alex Jones documentaries that are now banned on Amazon, banned on YouTube, and take them to 10 local libraries. Take them to the local school library. And then if they reject it, you know, file a report on it. Send it to us. Be like, look, the local libraries are now censoring Alex Jones. Local libraries are censoring free speech. I mean, it's unbelievable. So it's a win-win situation, just supporting InfoWars in the real world by monetarily supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, but then sharing the links, telling your friends and family, wearing the hat, wearing the shirt, putting the documentary at a local library. I mean, that's the next level ticket, but people are always wondering what they can do. Well, it's not much. I mean, go get your toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, you brush your teeth, right? So we got toothpaste, and it's the best toothpaste. It's the Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. It's always on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. That's just how Alex works. He wants to give you the best product, and then he just says, all right, just mark it down. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And then an exclusive offer for the War Room audience with coupon code War Room at checkout. You can get the brand new InfoWars tumbler for $5 off. So there are two different sizes, four different designs. You've got the InfoWars hexagon logo, the classic InfoWars.com box logo, the InfoWars shield with the snake, and then the viral mean like a Wolverine Trump logo. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, the brand new InfoWars tumblers. Four different logos, two different sizes, and $5 off with coupon code WARROOM at checkout. So take advantage of coupon code WARROOM at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your InfoWars tumbler for $5 off today. And remember, coming up Saturday, September 22nd, is the Free Alex Jones Rally at 1 p.m. in downtown Austin, Texas at Woolridge Square Park. I want to thank our friends at Patriot Prayer for hosting that. I will be speaking and in attendance as well as others. That's Saturday, September 22nd, 1 p.m., the Free Alex Jones Rally at Woolridge Square Park in downtown Austin, Texas. All right, I'm not going to be able to get to all the news, but I do have callers lined up here, so I don't want to leave them hanging. Let's go to Jefferson calling in from Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Hey, Owen, thanks for letting me on.
Yep.
I think the blood serum thing, you can't drink it. It has to be transfused for it to work. Other than that, do me a favor. Alex keeps talking about this Saudi classified 28 pages from the 9/11 Commission report. We all know that that's what's called a limited hangout in tradecraft. That is supposed to be believed at a later date as the cover story for what actually happened. We know the Saudis ran the patsies. They didn't run the actual hijackers.
Okay, well, don't you think, though, that it's fair to point to the 28 pages and have them declassified just so people can see how many lies have been there?
Well, that will maybe open their eyes to a falsehood being propagated against them, but that's hardly a good thing. It's a half-truth at best, and it just leads people down the wrong trail. I mean, what are we going to do to the Saudis? Nothing.
Well, of course. And, of course, Saudi right now is bombing the hell out of Yemen. And to Bernie Sanders' credit, he's the only Democrat that's even said anything about it.
Right. But we got to give up on that. It's a limited hangout. You got to look into what that is. That's deliberately misleading people with new information late after the fact.
They probably have deals with the Saudis. I mean, they know we're not going to go to war with Saudi Arabia. So it's like, exactly. All right, yeah, we'll blame you, but they're not going to do anything. We're not going to do anything. I mean, people don't even understand how the West built Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia had goats as trash compactors, literally in the 80s, before the U.S. money moved in there.
Right, but understand what I'm saying is the patsies are real. The fake hijackers were run by the Saudis. That's true. That's a crime. That's a fraud. But they didn't actually steal the planes. They weren't involved in actually flying the planes into the buildings. That's not what happened. On the Greg Reese issue out there in New Mexico, he did a great job reporting on that. He should follow up on how the prosecutor managed to drop the ball there and not have a filing for a preliminary hearing. He knows he has to do that within 10 days. There must have been some political influence undue influence exerted on him to make him drop the ball.
Yeah, it really is a shocking story that the mainstream media won't even cover, which makes you think that there's some other shenanigans even more.
Definitely shenanigans. At least the FBI, the Federales came in on that late, and I think round the five people up. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But
well,
at least
right now it looks like nothing.
Well, until we get rid of Jeff Sessions, nothing is going to happen. That's the way it works. But
QAnon said trust Sessions, though. What about QAnon?
Wait till September 22nd, right after Kavanaugh gets confirmed. Everything's going to change. I don't think Trump's going to wait.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that is an element out there that people don't really talk about. Yeah, because he will get confirmed. I mean, he's going to get confirmed. I mean,
but, yeah, he's definitely going to be in unless a major thing goes on.
They could try to kill him. I mean, his life's in danger.
Well, I would think everybody on the SCOTUS is somewhat in danger.
But let's be honest. I mean, you know as well as I that the left turned the Supreme Court into a new wing of the Democrat Party so that they could override the president with the Supreme Court. And when Kavanaugh gets confirmed, that puts a death blow on the left's Democrat control of the Supreme Court for at least 20 years. They can't have that. That's worse than Trump.
It's a bad thing for the leftists.
You know what, though? I'm glad that you called in today about 9/11, Jefferson, and thank you so much for the call because it reminded me of a point that I wanted to get to. Now, I've got the story right here. 17 years after September 11th, Al-Qaeda may be stronger than ever. Now, you can debate that or not, and it really just depends on where you're at geographically. It's from the LA Times. But here's the story about September 11th, and I'll tell you what. This is like another InfoWars Army call to action. In fact, I may just go do this myself tomorrow or send out somebody to do this tomorrow. A man on the street. Tomorrow is the 17th anniversary of September 11, 2001, which they say never forget, but they forget about it every other day. Everybody should honestly do this. Everybody should go out and do a man on the street and just ask people, just, hey, do you believe the official narrative of 9/11? Did you know about Building 7? Do you know about Larry Silverstein taking out an insurance program just a week before? Did you know Condoleezza Rice was warned not to get on an airplane that day? Just ask people. You don't even have to go that deep. Just do a man on the street. Just, hey, you know, do you believe the official 9/11 narrative? Tomorrow's the anniversary. See, this is how you jack into the mainstream matrix, folks. This is how you go into the matrix and throw off its algorithms. They don't want someone questioning the narrative on 9/11, especially on 9/11. And they especially don't want you doing it in real time out there on the streets. Like, fire up your Twitter, fire up your YouTube, fire up your Facebook, and just go out on the streets and just ask people. You don't even have to get political. You don't even have to mention Trump or anything. Just ask people, do you believe the official 9/11 narrative? Do you believe radical Islamic terrorists?
Owen, real quick correction. Condoleezza Rice warned Mayor Willie Brown not to fly.
Ah, okay. Thank you for correcting me, Rob Dew.
I think.
Did you just teleport in here? What the? There he goes. And now he teleports out.
Yeah.
And is he still on air?
I don't know.
In mid teleportation, he's.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I didn't even get to these clips that I needed to get to. Obama reemerges to remind voters why they elected Trump. That's from the Washington Times. Yeah, Obama's tour for the Democrats is just failing miserably. By the way, no other president goes out and does campaign tours. Obama's the only one. That's how desperate the Democrats are right now. So I didn't get to those clips. But you know, he's fraudulent, so it's all good. Millionaire Jim Carrey declares we have to say yes to socialism. So I think Jim Carrey has an eternally spotless mind or an eternally empty mind. So the millionaire wants you to give up all your wealth and riches and guns and say yes to socialism. But I'm sure that he'll stay rich in a nice mansion with protected armed security and you know, gates and walls and everything. That's just your typical Hollywood Illuminati liberal. But he told you he was in the Illuminati, in the sex cult. So that's fine. But Rob Dew makes a point before the last segment. And he's like, you know, don't forget about Condoleezza Rice warning people not to get on a plane at 9/11 and Building 7. So me and Rob are just pontificating, Rob. So we're going to do man on the streets. And Rob, I think that our audience, as part of the InfoWars Army, should go do their own man on the street and ask people, do you still believe the official narrative of 9/11?
Or you're in a coffee shop, say, hey,
you know, today's the 17th anniversary of 9/11. Do you believe the official story? And if not, why? Get your reason why. Because everybody's going to have a different reason why they don't
think. Yeah. Yeah, this isn't like a politically motivated thing where you're trying to get something out of someone. You're just going around neutral, just like, hey, do you believe the official narrative? And then why or why not?
And we're not saying it didn't happen. We're not saying it's pods or laser beams or nuclear bombs.
What about the projector? Some people said it was a projector, a projected image.
Well, and that's fine. What I'm saying is the official story is not true. And even the investigators who are in the 9/11 Commission, one of which lost, I think, his legs in Vietnam. I forget his name off the top of my head, but he said this thing's a sham. And nobody, Owen, if you were somewhere and, you know, thousands of people died on your watch, you'd probably be responsible for it. Nobody was held responsible for 9/11. No one was held responsible for the stand down of the jets. No one was held responsible for the hijackings. No one was held responsible for any of the intelligence failures. Nobody was held responsible. Why?
Well, no, wait. Yeah, they were. Afghanistan. We destroyed Afghanistan.
Yeah, exactly. A country that had cavemen. Nothing to do with it.
The cavemen.
Right. And then Iraq. Yeah, no, it's sad. So I hope people do go out and do that. Just ask that simple question and post it and put hashtag 9/11/17. What do we say it?
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what I can do for now, because InfoWars Army is still allowed to exist on Twitter. So here's what I can do, even though I haven't been able to get the email or get the database organized. What I can do, which is easier than the thousands of emails I have to go through, is I can easily retweet and find your stuff on Twitter. So if you go out there as part of the InfoWars Army and you do this man on the street tomorrow asking people if they believe in the official narrative, I will retweet it from the InfoWars Army account and maybe even cover it here on air if you get a good video. But this is the next level that we need to do in the censorship, is go out into the real world.
I think hashtag InfoWars Army 9/11. There you go. Hashtag InfoWars Army 9/11. Tag that on your video, or if you just write something asking people, I think that's a good way to get the word out.
And it's easier for me to go through Twitter and get all this stuff than go through the emails, folks. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude, but, you know, just imagine it like this. If everyone sent the same email that you sent and you just wrote me your life story, do you think I'm going to read any of those emails? I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying I have thousands of emails at InfoWars Army to go through. It's literally impossible for me to do. But on Twitter, it's easier for me to see that, retweet it, see it, retweet it. So that's where you can send stuff for now before I get totally active with this database and emailing you and organizing. So InfoWars Army looks like it's going to be the hub right now for getting in touch with me, getting in touch with you, and getting your content out. So go do your man on the street live tomorrow. I'll retweet it from InfoWars Army if you do it on Twitter. If you upload it to Twitter later on YouTube, I'll retweet that. But this is a good kind of first project. So go do a live man on the street, a recorded man on the street, just asking people, do they believe in the official narrative of 9/11? Why or why not? It's going to be a very interesting video. It's a hot topic. Tomorrow is the 17th anniversary. So that's how we can steal the energy from the lies and false narratives about 9/11 and then hit the matrix, hit the zeitgeist when it's in its peak time on the anniversary. So that's the idea. All right, I've got two callers that have been holding almost for over an hour now, actually. Let's first go to an anonymous caller calling in from Las Vegas that is claiming to be a part of a child sex slavery ring, I believe. But let's go to this anonymous caller. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're live.
Okay. So basically, they just tried to recruit me. I never participated in anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just wanted some clarification. You're saying this is happening in Vegas or Hollywood or?
Vegas.
Okay. And when you say they, is there an affiliated group or what is, how did you get in touch with these people?
Well, I don't know how big the group is. It was, for me, it was just one guy. He's a millionaire, and I'm not going to name any names because, of course, it's just libel and stuff and, and dangerous for me. So it started 3 years ago, and I met the guy on Plenty of Fish. But
so that's an internet dating site where you met this individual.
Yeah. And then for like the first 2 years, it was pretty normal. And then he started getting into these fantasies about pedophilia. And I really wanted to know how deep he was into it. So I stayed and I kind of investigated it. And what the breaking point for me is he showed me well, that wasn't really the breaking point. You showed me child porn, and that was when I definitely was going to decide to report him. And when I reported him, he had been talking about taking me to this house where I don't know what was going on in the house. But he did tell me what his plans were, which was to breed girls to have sex with them. And I was, like, freaking out because I was like, you know, if I go to this house, I might not ever come out. That was when I left. I went to a domestic violence shelter for a while. And I called the FBI and I told them before I left, I said, if you want me to go and you'll protect me when I go, we can figure out where this house is and what's going on. And they were like, no, they seem to be to either not believe me or not be that interested. They're like, we'll investigate it, but we don't need your
help. Or, I mean, let's not take, I mean, I don't know this certain situation, but you could easily have people that are compromised within these bureaucracies too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'm not trying to, I mean, I've said plenty of negative things about the FBI. I mean, overall, probably most people are good. In fact, I've called for the abolishment of the FBI. But of course, there's people compromised in the FBI. Of course, there's people compromised probably in the Las Vegas Police Department, too.
Oh, yeah. So actually, the first people I went to was the police, and I told them about what was going on. And they're like, well, if you take your statement, we're going to have to charge you with viewing child porn.
Wow. That's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
But it's like, so you couldn't have been like, well, wait a second. What about the guy that showed it to me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was against my will. I wasn't just going to get up and leave because I didn't know how he was going to react.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm just, it's like we just had Zach Schwartz, I believe that's his name. I don't want to get any name wrong here, but. The guy Schwartz, Jacob Schwartz, actually, I think. I'm sorry. I don't want to say the wrong name here. But the Bill de Blasio intern, the next John Podesta of the Democrat Party, gets caught with so much child porn, folks, like multiple hard drives full of child porn. Just think about, folks, somebody's making that porn. Okay? Somebody has those kids under sex slavery making that porn. I mean, and here's social media. If you put an InfoWars link up on social media, they ban you immediately. But this child porn somehow permeates all of these computers, top Democrats. And it's just like, oh, yeah, okay. But we can't find out the source of that. We can't get that off the internet. But Alex Jones, oh, we can get him off the internet, no problem. Child porn, well, maybe not. Oh my God. Oh.
You want to know how he was viewing child porn?
Go ahead.
He would get into these, like, I don't know how he got into him in the first place. Actually, he was always out of the country, and he told me when it all started to break that he was having sex with kids outside of the country in Thailand. But for viewing child porn, he would go into these chat rooms, and there would just be thousands of people just posting picture after picture after picture.
Is this on the dark web?
I don't know. I didn't see where he went.
Well, look, I appreciate your call here. And, you know, if you ever want to let anything else out of the bag, feel free to call in. But it's just, I mean, it's just like, you know, when you experience this stuff firsthand or you hear about these stories, I mean, kids in cages, I mean, all the porn found on these hard drives. I mean, it's just like these are kids. They are in sex trafficking already. They're being forced into child pornography. And we it's like we can't have an extended effort to get that taken care of. But you have Democrats and social media trying to stop Alex Jones from existing. That is sick, man. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.